Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
SansPants Radio, hope you have some pleasant dreams.
Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh UK Tour News. If you want to send your boys off, we're doing two late-night shows at the Soho Theatre on the 21st and 22nd, aptly titled Plumbing the Death Star Refuse to Go to Bed Late Night Farewell Show. All bedtimes are abolished as we talk about spooks, ghouls, and most likely zombie apocalypses, so to grab your tickets, head to sanspantsradio.com/live before we leave this country for good.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Adam Bailey.
I'm Jackson Carnavalo.
I'm
Pick
Cass.
A side.
I'm Cassie Bellotta.
And today's topic is surnames.
Who's got them?
Who's got them? How do we get them? Where do they come from? Where are they going? Do you think there was ever a knight called Surnames?
Like how there's soldiers or something like that called Sergeant Major?
Yeah. Do you think that ever happened? Do you ever think there was ever a knight called Sir Sir? Bound to.
Yes.
If your name
Maybe.
Is Sir.
I don't know, but like a surname comes from like what your father's occupation or what your occupation
was. Yeah, that's true.
So whose occupation has ever been a Sir?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, oh, that happened though. You were...
Yeah?
When?
Welcome Cass. To the history section of Shut Up A Second.
Cassandra Bleachmore speaks with a lot more confidence than she should have in such a topic.
Yeah, whose surname was Sir?
No, I'm just saying people did Sir as a job.
Yeah, sure.
I just want to make it known that history is my passion.
People did Sir as a job.
Yeah
well,
true.
If you get knighted, because you're a knight.
That's not your job.
If you're a knight, it's your job.
No, that's actually not how knighthoods work. Isn't a job, it's more like a rank.
But couldn't you then go around and
your
keep the pace?
Rank.
That's not, you don't know what knights did. What?
She got you, man.
Knights were like lords, just a type of lord. They were expected to fight on behalf of their lord or their lord or whatever, but it's not really... A knight did not keep the peace, not historically.
What if... I'm trying to figure out another way to get...
What if? My favorite question I get from you, Jack. But what if they did? I guess they did.
What
it's
if...
beautiful watching your romance blossom.
What romance. If... Here's the scenario for you, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. To get a sir... Mm-hmm. So, your job is snake handler.
Uh-huh.
Surely. Okay.
Surely it is.
Jack, I just want to say that I am on board.
So, originally your name is, say, Adam Serpent. But, obviously...
Tread lightly, Jack.
You can't call yourself Adam Serpent because people will be scared you're devil worshipping. So, you get rid of the pent. Remaining Adam Sir, then you do a great service to the crown. The knight you Sir, Adam Sir.
So,
yes,
Jack,
I'm ready for my performance review.
If you find such a person in history, good.
Hey, can I just bring something new to the table?
Yeah, of course.
You can literally just go and get a new name.
Yeah, that's true. Why not just get knighted, then become Sir Sir?
Yeah, that's allowed.
Just get knighted, then just go do something that... just get the surname Sir.
Yeah.
Then just quickly pop out, do something that requires a knighthood.
Well, fucking anyone can get knighted.
It's
Knighthood. Go on.
A lot of
do it before the end of the podcast.
I feel like knighthood is doing a good thing the whole time.
Yeah.
So just be consistent.
A knighthood is doing a good thing the whole time.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, well, it is.
I don't. Please explain.
Who's a sir? Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
He did good the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
What the whole time?
When was he not doing good?
Oh, like, you know,
I don't know, when he's taking a shit.
That's still good.
Is he taking a shit?
That's good
for,
him.
For good?
For the crown.
Being good for yourself is self-serving. You don't get knighthoods for being self-serving.
No, he's like really brilliant.
Yeah. What about Sir David Attenborough? What's he getting knighted for?
That's a very good fucking question.
Yeah, exactly my point.
No, he's done a consistently phenomenal job.
Yeah, he's
been
good.
If knighthoods were easy, then everyone would have them. And well, since I'm not calling you Sir Bailey and you're not calling me Sir Carnivale, neither of us probably have a knighthood unless I have a fucking secret one stashed somewhere I wasn't paying attention.
No one said it was easy.
Yeah, it's just not that
you
hard.
You did say it was easy. You did use those words.
Did I?
I think we
well,
did.
Jack certainly did.
Hey, you called yourself Adam Carnivale. Have I been mispronouncing your surname this whole time?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Really? Is it Carnivale?
Yeah.
I've been saying Carnivale.
So have I.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, look, fair. I think my surname might be Balay. So.
Balwai.
Hi, I'm Jackson Balwai. How you doing?
I always say it. How do I say it? We'll keep going and I'll just say Carnivale later on.
Okay, just fine.
Carnivale, that's how I always say it.
Carnivale. Oh, that's... I say Carnivale.
It's a mix between Carnivale and Carnivale. It's Carnivale.
I might just call you Carnival. It simplifies things.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Or Adam Clown, because there are carnivals at clowns. Fuck
you could
that
call
up.
Me your dear friend Adam as an idea.
I feel like I have called you my dear friend Adam.
You probably
have. Quite a few times in my life.
I wouldn't be shocked to hear that.
When asking for something?
Yeah. My dear friend Adam, could I please have a bite of your apple?
That's a bit much, but maybe when you're talking about me to someone else.
Asking for a bite of someone else's apple feels super rude.
Yeah, because like, I don't know, a bite of any other food, you sort of chomp into it, it's good. You have to kiss an apple.
Yeah, absolutely. Your lips slam onto that apple skin, you know, at a million miles an hour. You get your saliva all up and down it.
Only if you're taking a sizable, sizable bite.
What happened?
Stifled a burp.
Oh, that's really nice.
Adam, just let him out.
Jack let
it
out.
It was too powerful. If I had have burped, that would have been all I did.
That would have been it. Oh my god.
I would have been burping the whole time.
Sir Carnivale.
Burp.
You don't get knighthoods for burping.
Not
what
yet.
If the queen loves a burp. Did you know I read this recently, speaking of the queen.
Looking forward to hearing this. Yeah, go on.
Whoever the royal boys are, I forget.
Harry and Joe.
Yeah. Harry and William.
Yeah.
I forget who's the boy.
Fuck,
and who's
all of
the
our UK
dad,
audience is screaming at us right now.
Who's the boy and who's the dad?
Yeah. Get him.
The dad.
Or the second boy.
George.
Boy George, yeah.
No, George is the baby.
George is the baby. Anyway, the two royal
baby
boys.
Baby George, yeah.
The two royal
baby
boys.
Baby boy George.
Changed the. Shut up. I'm trying to tell a joke.
Joke or a story?
A story, I
Do
mean.
Do you really want to hurt me?
The two royal boys, they
Australian
changed
the voice.
The queen's answering message.
Big fan of Deltra Goodrum.
Let's find out exactly what they changed. You keep riffing at them. You're so good at it.
Yeah, you're doing so well. Are you on fire? Are you the girl on fire from Alicia Keys' Girl on Fire song?
I'm the girl on fire from I'm the girl on fire from the Hunger Games. Took me that long to remember the Hunger Games. Just letting everyone know.
So
yeah,
the royal boys changed the queen's answering message on her phone to "Hey, what's up? This is Liz. Sorry I'm away from the throne. For a hotline to Philip, press 1. For Charles, press 2. And for the corgis, press 3.
That's an adorable joke.
That is very cute.
So great.
How old are they?
They're adults.
Wait, you mean Harry and William?
Yeah.
They did this now.
I thought you were saying like baby George.
No. That's cute. No, it was...
That's very funny. That's great. Have you seen... Is it Harry?
Yeah, because the Queen's like, I don't understand phones. Can you give me an answering message? So they were like, yeah, sure, Mom.
That's great. Grandma.
That's not their
Grandma,
mom.
Grandma, sorry. See, I don't know the royals.
That's great because, the Queen has a phone.
Yeah.
Who's calling the Queen?
I know, and just the idea that whoever, like, they've set that message bank up and it sounds more like a member of the public's, like, front-facing message, but I'm sure no one...
I doubt that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Queen's old bridge partners or friends or whatever.
Yeah.
Does the Queen? Call. It's just hard to imagine the Queen with a phone to the side of her face.
I'm starting
like
to imagine...
Like cooking an egg or something, holding it between her shoulder and ear.
No, if she's anything like my nan, she's not doing anything. I'm starting to imagine her more and more like my nan.
What if the Queen...
Was my nan?
It's something to think about.
I mean, I've never seen them in the same room.
Same.
When I was imagining the Queen...
I've never seen them in the same country.
Whoa! Cooking eggs and stuff.
Yeah.
She's still in her very fancy clothes. I love her outfits, by the way.
They are fire.
What was I going to say?
Absolutely.
That's something very funny. That's so sad. Yes, Harry. Have you ever seen Harry run for an ice cream truck?
No. That's amazing.
This happens more than once?
The only one time I've seen it, but because he served briefly in the British Armed Forces, he was doing like an interview. He's sitting down, they're interviewing him, and he's chatting... Talking about, I think he was a helicopter pilot or something like that. He's like, oh yeah, you know, it's very challenging work, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. He's like, wait, can you hear that? And just in the background you hear, ding, ding, ding. He's like, ice cream truck, and he gets up and runs.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's so good.
If you were the guy in the ice cream truck, you'd just be like, fuck, man, have whatever you want, take it. Or you'd be like, that'll be, I don't know, 2p or whatever.
That'll be 2 of your mum's coins. It must be weird whenever they pay for things because their grandmother is on the money.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I guess like it wouldn't be, it's not the grandma they know.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's a very young picture.
It's a young grandma.
That depends on the coin or the note.
Oh, that's true. Do you reckon when they pay for things, like, oh, how many? It's like, oh, it's like 2 mums.
God, Do you ever reckon that the Queen's looking at... Because I don't know if it's the same in the UK, but in Australia, we update the coins so that they look representational of what the Queen currently looks like. Mm. I wonder if the Queen's ever looking at like a 50p coin. fucking no. At like the most recent picture of her being like, oh, I'm getting old. Like you might look in a mirror and look at your eyes.
Looking at like one where she's quite young, being like, oh, my youth, there it is. Can pay with my youth. If you remember.
I wouldn't pay with my youth.
Well, it depends.
You hoard all your young coins.
Yeah, I absolutely would.
Oh, I thought we were talking about our actual youth. So,
oh, that is time.
That's kind of money.
So, like,
time is money.
Do you mean like
so?
The...
Yeah. So to earn money, it costs you time. Yeah. Sorry, Adam.
Do you mean like the Justin Timberlake, Timberland, Timberlake, Timberland's a shoe? Do you mean like the Justin Timberlake movie In Time?
Yeah. Would you? How much would you pay of your own youth?
But it's pretty much like. But hang on, I haven't seen that film. Do they still work?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of like, you know, the upper class, the lower class.
But
you know,
get
sort
paid
of
in
on.
Time. I think.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's pretty much
Justin
taking
Timberlake's
out the middleman.
Character accidentally gets 1 million hours or something like that added to him.
What's hard in that universe is like figuring out scale. Like how much is like a fucking pack of gum? A minute? A second?
Well, actually, I feel like it'd be super easy because time, like money, can be broken down very easily.
I suppose. I guess.
I'm not saying that necessarily there isn't like some sort of massive hyperinflation, but there is certainly like an easy way
to
break
down.
Figure
it out.
It's just taking out the middleman because if you do a job like we are now.
I was just about to say that.
Hardworking.
Yeah.
Employees.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like you spend the time to do it. So, like, a good thing if you want to work out, if you want to buy something, it's, like, trying to work out how many hours you have to work to earn it.
Mm.
It's
pretty much like, okay. Is that worth 4 hours of my work or, you know?
Would I work for 4 hours if they gave me that instead of money? No. Don't buy it.
Fucking hear this shit. Imagine this. Imagine that there's, like, a... you know, you're saving up money for your kid's college fund, but then, I don't know, some unforeseen circumstances, and you're like, we got to dip into the kid's college fund. Kid finds out later, and they're like, you knocked 10 years off my life.
Yeah, true. Fuck.
No, because the kid would never get that time.
Yeah. That's the point.
No, but even if they did, because the time is the parents' time, yeah?
Yeah, so you're using... So they'd be stashing up. So they just said,
well, maybe they didn't necessarily need to or something. Just imagine a circumstance where you're taken from your kid's life to pay for something.
That's intense.
Or imagine, like, your kids or whatever are working for the household as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and you have to take your kid's time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's rough.
I don't know. It's the same now. It's just taking out the middleman.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just a... Well, I don't know. I feel like it's a bit different.
Okay, in this one, you can see when you die.
Yeah, that's true.
In the other one, you can't. You assume you have more time.
Is there a thing in that movie where it's like, we keep the poor on 2 days, and they're always living on 2 days?
Maybe. I've actually not seen the movie.
Is that maybe like a reference to like living paycheck to paycheck or something? It's just that if you don't... look, it wasn't very good. Justin Timberlake shouldn't be in movies. So,
nah,
like,
he's all right.
What's a good movie he's been in?
The Social Network.
Is he in that movie?
Yeah. He plays the founder of Napster.
That seems wrong.
Sorry, Kid Napster. Sorry, I forgot that. No one's told you this, Cass. For Jackson, he thinks Futurama is reality.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Shh, don't tell him.
Okay.
We don't want to correct him because it's funny.
I can hear the problems I have set. I just don't believe them. You know? Like, yeah, Adam can say what's wrong with me, and I'm like, funny joke.
Ha ha ha. Of course, the characters from Star Trek are going to be beheaded and then put in jars and then sent off into space, and Fry's going to have to save them.
I was just going to say, it's like when you've got a friend who's like, hey, I wonder if I can convince you that you're living in a simulation right now, or like that everyone else is in on something that you're not in on.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
Yeah, or like you scroll past those things where it's like, oh, you're in a coma, this is the only way we can get to you. Except your reality is real reality, where you're like, ha ha, that doesn't apply to me. This is a funny joke. Every time we mention Futurama, you're like,
good joke, guys.
I think if I was woken up from a coma, I found out that this life was just made up or whatever, and that I had a completely different life, I think I'd be upset no matter what.
What do you mean? Like,
if it was
what?
Better, if it was worse, I'd still be upset no matter what.
Why would you be upset if it was better?
I'd be like, oh my God. Do you have any idea how much energy I've invested in this?
Yeah, that's true.
That is quite true. And then if it was worse, you're stuck.
Yeah, if I'm worse, I'm like, well, this is just fucking ice cream on the cake. That's not an expression.
Can we please, on the floor, I really want to make that cake, Jack.
Which cake?
The butter cake that we decorate too big.
Yes, we can.
We gotta go to Eiffel Tower, that's where we gotta go.
Is that a cake place?
Yeah, I've spoken about it before. Yeah. Eiffel Tower is like a... Well, I thought it was famous, but I guess it isn't. It's like a place where you get good cakes in Melbourne.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I want to go to Eiffel Tower.
It's in Footscray. I was asking my mum about it the other day.
We also got to get a sweetie a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Get a fucking bread with ice cream in it.
We do.
For some reason.
But I specifically do want to make the butter cake because it's the woman's weekly cake, and then it'll taste like having a birthday when you're a child.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, man. My favorite cakes. Those things cost 75 cents for a packet of them, and you get a cake, and it's my favorite cake in the whole world.
That's so fucking good. Man, I'm never going to get a child's birthday again till I have children.
No, I'll throw you a child's birthday.
Thank you, Cass.
Yeah.
I'd love another child's birthday. Wraps up by like...
Six.
Six?
Yeah, I'd say six. It starts at midday, six.
Yeah, I guess
that's a lot of hours.
Yeah,
that's pretty standard for my family.
I'm trying to remember what was like I never really thought of it like in a frame of time, like how long my birthdays went.
Yeah,
I know I had a jungle themed birthday. Okay,
I remember. I think it was my birthday. I think it was one of my cousin's birthday. We went. It was like a dress up one, and it was at a place that had all dress up costumes and stuff like that. And there's a photo of me in a little cowboy outfit. I'm like 9 or something like that. And I remember we were going through old photos. We found that one. And I turned to my uncle and I'm like, I had to dress up as a cowboy because I wanted to dress up as a handsome little boy, but I was already wearing that one.
When did you have that conversation?
I would have been when it would have been like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I figured. I'm like, the story's kind of cute no matter what. You could be a child in it. You could have been like yesterday at the conversation. I've always wanted to go to one of those places that has dress. Like, I've always wanted to go to, what do you call it? Gold mining historical town.
Ah, Sovereign Hill.
Sovereign Hill. And get like dress up like an old miner.
You could do that at Bendigo, I think, as well.
Really?
Do you want to go to Sovereign Hill and get a family portrait in the old clothes?
Absolutely.
I want to get. Can we do a fucking family portrait with Santa?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
all of
can.
Us get Christmas jumpers. Be entirely too fucking hot because summer is around Christmas time here in Australia.
It'll be 40 degrees, but it'll be worth it.
Everyone should get Christmas togs.
Yeah. Christmas jumpers, shorts, sandals.
Ah, I like that Santa because his face is not... The happiness will be fake. I mean, I guess it's always fake, but like...
Yeah, it depends. Some Santas like their job.
Yeah?
I'm sure there are some Santas... You fucking like kids, don't you, Joe?
Yeah, they're nice.
I'm sure there are some Santas out there who genuinely are full of Christmas spirit.
Twist, we are not children.
That doesn't matter. I think if I was a Christmas Santa, I fucking hate kids. But if I was a Christmas Santa and I saw a group like us coming forward, I would think that was very funny and that would cheer me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
Maybe I just want the Santa to be sad.
Yes, that's almost definite.
You want our faces lit up, beaming with joy, and you want the Santa's eyes to be screaming in that photo.
You know what's always great? Dogs in Christmas photos.
Yes.
They always look very happy.
They always look very panicked.
I've only seen how...
The dog never understands what's happening. Then there's the flash. The dog's like, what the fuck?
It's good.
Like, what?
I'm so excited for a Christmas party. I'm not letting this go. I know where they set them up in our local shopping center. We're going in. Oh my God, we can get snacks. Oh, I love Christmas.
It's going to be very good. I hope that I become like a regress and think Santa's real and think this Santa is a fake and pull his beard off and cause a scene.
Pull an elf.
Yeah, I will pull an elf in that I will go to real Santa and live with his elves.
That'll be my Christmas. I'm mean, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's
I love
funny.
You. That's good jokes.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, Adam. Keeping the people laughing.
Gotta make them laugh or you'll make them cry.
I like that keep the people laughing was accompanied by clicks. Is this funny for people?
No, this is just like keep going. Like keep
Yeah,
it
you
up,
gotta
keep
making the jokes.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed.
Do you think that, scenario, world ends.
Okay. Boo-hoo. Whoops.
Shit.
And in the Mad Max style wasteland, the only form of media left is this episode of Shut Up a Second. What kind of strange Mad Max religion forms around it?
Look, okay, as with every Shut Up a Second, I already have forgotten all of what we've spoken about, apart from the Santa thing.
What's great is that we said our names wrong at the beginning. No one will ever know our true name.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
This whole
well,
thing
now they'll know to suspect something because they're listening to this.
The theme for this one was surnames. We said each other's complete names during the episode.
We didn't say our own ones.
That's true. Well, they'll know we're Adam, Jackson, and Cass, but Adam who?
I hope those people in the future are arguing over whether or not it's two guys and a girl or three guys and a girl getting confused with our voices.
Ah, that's true. How many people are in the episode? Maybe they think there's a secret fourth.
We've given out enough names. Maybe there's two Adams.
Yeah. Have we mentioned any other Sans Pants members?
Just Jerome.
Well, the problem is now we're going to start mentioning things. Like, everyone needs to build effigies.
Jerome, put that down.
Why don't we just influence them? Everybody needs to dig a big hole.
Hey, if you're playing this to confuse some weird native mutant people, I want you to know that I'm about to order those mutant people to attack you. Go, get them! Get them! We disrespect your god of the giant statue of John Monash. The upside down one at La Trobe University.
I would love to do an entire Shut Up a Second as though we were sending it out to the wasteland.
I want to do one that where we're sending it out to the wasteland, where we're sending it to space.
Yes.
And one where we're sending it back in time.
Yes.
Hello, 17th century fancy man.
Hey, what up?
What's up?
Fucking enjoy it while you can. Not going to be long now till shit's changing.
You don't know about the bugs in you yet.
I don't know about... Like, there's fucking cicadas in all of us just ready to burst out.
You sound like all the naysayers against bacteria.
Yeah,
they're probably going to jump on your side now. Don't listen to him.
There are cicadas inside you, Adam.
Yeah, they're just real small.
Everyone has lots of real small ones and one big one.
Yeah. If you share the wrong ones with your friends, you get sick. If you share the right ones with your friends, you get well.
So share alike and see what works. Man, imagine if in the future, the same way we discovered that like we were all covered in bacteria, we discovered that, yeah, inside of us we each have a giant cicada. It's just that when the moment we're cut open to look, it disappears.
It hides.
Yeah, it hides. It goes.
Just the idea that it's permanently screaming, but we're just so well sealed.
Cast, no.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Oh my gosh, that's so scary. That's some Cthulhu-esque shit right
there. Fine. So when you get stabbed, people think you scream. You think you scream. You know when people are experiencing severe trauma and they're like, oh, I heard someone screaming and then I realized it was me? Yep. That's your cicada.
That's just the cicada inside you.
What about people who don't scream when they get stabbed or something?
They've got a dead cicada.
Yeah, they got them right in the cicada.
Right in the cicada, cicada died. You can live without your cicada, but it ain't no life. So with the cicada, what's the classic cicada move is to...
Scream.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, but also make a shell. So, like, is the cicada inside us waiting till we die to...
Oh, that's shit.
Oh, do we shit the shell?
We don't shit anything, technically. The shell comes out. That's always the shell.
The cicada gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you die of old age, which is just cicada takeover.
Hey, imagine it like, you know... Okay, so let me start that again. So it's hard to imagine a being...
Sorry, is this the one going out to space or back in time?
We're going to just do all three. Cool. So it's... hard to imagine a being that doesn't shit, yeah?
Yes.
Because you got to get rid of waste somehow.
That's presuming you got to eat waste.
What about beings that eat shit?
Okay, I'm listening. Like a fly?
Yeah. Do they shit?
Yeah, a fly shits.
Does it?
It just shits pure shit. My question, what I was going to propose is, say we had a carter in us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That carter eats our waste.
Yeah.
We just don't need to shit at that point, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know what
I mean?
It's
shitting into our shit.
Yeah. It has to shit. Mm. I forget. And it just needs a smaller carter in it. And then a smaller carter, smaller carter, smaller carter to the shits.
No, I reckon we get smaller bugs.
Oh.
Cicada.
Let's call the whole thing off.
I've always heard it as cicada.
No, I always say cicada.
Did you grow up in Melbourne?
Sorry?
Did you grow up in Melbourne?
Yes.
That would be why.
Yeah. I think it's just regional. I say cicada. But Cass has been saying Carter, and I've appreciated that. It's a good slang.
Where did you grow up?
Adelaide. Oh, no, I didn't. I grew up in Melbourne, but I moved from Adelaide, so my parents have always spoken in that way.
The thing is, though, there is an objectively correct way to say it.
Ah, no.
I don't know if that's true, but look it up. Enjoy.
Nah.
Oh, gosh.
If linguistics has taught me anything...
That's just not the case.
Nah.
I guess it depends on Australia or the US.
Cicada. That's how I'm going to say it. I feel like the US would be cicada. No? Cicada? I don't know.
Cicada.
There you go.
That's an American accent.
Yeah, that's an American accent.
Cicada.
That's an Australian accent.
Are we going to get on a third?
Cicada.
Okay.
Cicada.
Good. Sure. Okay, one more time.
That's it. Cicada.
There you go. Well done. I'm still calling them carters because that's great.
Yeah, cicada.
Giving something slight.
Anyway, cicada, fly. Fuck, what's smaller than a fly?
An ant?
Tape.
When it's small.
Yeah. it'll get me. Adam is dead.
Cicada, tapeworm, monkey when they're tiny.
Ladybug.
Ladybug's little.
Ladybug's basically as big as a fly.
No, they're so small.
Ladybugs are little. They're like yay big.
They're so small.
Yeah, how big? And what's
Flies
a fly?
Like yay big.
Oh, about the same, I reckon.
Nah.
No. Oh my gosh. Big blowy.
Adam,
are you using your eyes?
Adam doesn't know bugs. That's what the, we've learned here today.
Ladybug about the same. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna
blowfly. Oh, ladybug.
Fucking Cass. No boo peep. I look something up. You mock me.
No boo peep.
That's the second time you've said that.
Yeah.
I don't know. In this episode or just ever?
Probably you've said it multiple times. I feel like I've heard it. No boo peep before.
I just couldn't fucking tell you. Sometimes I come out with a line and I'm like, have I, is there a precedent for this? Or is this the first time I have ever said it and the only time I'll ever say it?
A small, speaking of little things that you could fit inside a cicada, a baby kangaroo. It's, you know, about the size of a jelly bean. Yeah.
I feel like a baby kangaroo is as big as a cicada.
It's apparently as big as a jelly bean from what I hear.
Oh, okay. So pretty little. Pretty small. But that's as big as a fly.
Yeah, that's as big as a fly, but ladybugs are so small.
Yeah.
And then smaller than
you're
that.
Just showing me pictures of ladybugs.
Yeah, well, surprisingly, no one's done a side-by-side.
Of a ladybug and a fly.
Well, you could just Wikipedia ladybug. They'll have an average size there. Wikipedia housefly.
Okay, ladybug.
Do you know the classic fable of the ladybug and the fly? Oh, well, I won't tell you that.
Thank fuck. Yeah, you're right, Jack. You win.
I win. I've come out on top.
Don't have to hear your boring ass story about a ladybug and what did you say? A fucking monkey?
Okay, so this is the Cochinella Day.
The
Cochinella Day.
Bless you.
Which,
what is it?
Which is the family of small beetles, which includes ladybugs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, fun fact, cochineal. That's an ingredient in food dye. That's just made from bugs.
That's cool. I already knew that. That's why people don't like red M&Ms or whatever.
Why? Because they got bugs in them.
Yeah.
Do they taste like bugs?
No.
Well, then what's the point? Yeah.
People like that. People who separate the red M&Ms. You know there is an acceptable level of rat feces in your food, and it is not zero.
As I think I've said in another Shut Up a Second, if somebody fucking, I'll eat a hot dog even though I know it's anus.
Yeah, whatever. Absolutely. My brother stopped eating meat pies because meat pies are made out of all the offcuts of pigs and whatever. Who gives a fuck? Whatever. Yeah. People aren't dying.
You're fine. You're not getting sick because you're eating anus. Eat anus. Anyway, Cass, go on.
Jackson Bailey, eat anus.
You just keep coming back to it. It's beautiful. So Cochinella Day range from 0.8 millimeters to 18 millimeters.
That's pretty fucking big.
That is, that's nearly 2 centimeters. It's crazy. And then
you may be vindicated here, Adam.
I think I will.
0.8 millimeter, though.
Yeah. That's pretty little.
That's pretty tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the big old Marge fly, the big old blue bottle, the big old. I can't think of any other fly species. I'm sorry.
House fly.
Oh my gosh, tell me how big you are.
You know, in World War One.
Yeah.
When soldiers on the front lines would open their bullied beef or canned beef or whatever, the second they'd open it, it would be swarming with flies, and they wouldn't care because it was extra protein.
That's gross.
That's
war
how
is yucky.
A lot of people got sick.
Yeah, well, don't eat flies.
I think disease killed twice as many people as guns did.
Did you find out, Cass?
Yes. So this is all flies, not just house flies.
Mm.
So they range from 0.4 millimeters to 7 centimeters.
What?
7 centimeters? That's huge. How is a fly that big ever?
Are you happy now, Adam?
No! Why would I be happy? Why would that make me happy?
You can give it scratches.
Yeah. 7 centimeters. That's okay.
I'll just look up. Okay, how big is a housefly? Let's have a look.
That's such a big, visible fly is what I keep thinking.
Okay, adult houseflies are usually 6 to 7 millimeters.
Yeah. Okay, so bigger than a ladybug.
Bigger than a small ladybug.
Yeah.
Slightly smaller than
a big housefly is bigger than a small ladybug.
I'm so glad we've returned to the original format of just giving facts.
It's nice.
Giving facts about today's topic.
Absolutely. At least it's a fact. You know what I mean?
I gave multiple facts.
That's true.
We talked about history, World War One.
That's true. All we got to just talk about films now, and we've done a fucking throwback classic.
Oh, The Fly.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, that's a bigger fly.
Yeah, good. So now our facts and our movies line up, but our history did not.
Well, no, it was about flies as well.
I suppose. Yeah, today's topic, flies. No, you're right.
Absolutely. We totally, yeah, that's we did good. I'm impressed with us. You know, it's been a long time since we've done anything this coherent.
You got a real dad look about you today, Jack.
Yeah? What exactly screams dad?
Well, the glasses and the shirt. The pants less so, but...
Do you know what I'm going to suggest as well? Jack's relaxed attitude and, like, openness to accepting new ideas.
Yeah.
He's playing like with a ball.
What if I do this? Good idea, son. How was that?
Now you look like a granddad.
Just for the audience
Jackson
at home.
Sorry, go on. Please.
Just for the audience at home, Jack tipped his glasses.
How do I make it look more like a dad? You fixed it. What about, good idea, son. Is that good?
Okay, Jack. Oh my God, I started saying Dak.
Dad right now. Yeah. There's nothing you can do except move away from it. There you go. You're moving away from it.
Son?
Jackson is playing with his glasses.
He's put his fingers on...
The way a child
on...
might play with his food, sorry.
Who puts their fingers behind their food's ears?
You know,
cheekily, that's what I meant.
Yeah, he's being cheeky.
He's playing with his glasses.
He put his fingers behind his ears and he's touching the glasses he can see, so the glasses are doing what one's eyebrows would do in an
Excellent
Aruba scene.
Idea, son. No, I'll go back to being a regular dad.
Not a cool dad anymore.
You don't remind me of a cool dad. You remind me of a dad who has, like, a hobby. A hobby that exists in the basement.
Like a model train set?
I was about to say, eating people. No, yeah.
You're a model father.
Oh, that's great. I will be that dad. Model train sets fucking roll.
You'll be that dad who gets it out and you're like, oh, my son will love this. And your wife's like,
will he?
And then, I don't know if he will.
And then he touches it and I'm like a bit annoyed, but I'm like, he's my son. I can let him touch it. It's a growing moment for me.
I wonder if there's a type of dad that we are only seeing the beginning of right now. Because I feel like I do see this. I don't know if it's a type yet, but I have seen dads like this.
Yeah.
Where they're like, they've got a social media presence. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like a dad who has a YouTube account that he posts to regularly.
Yeah, we have yet to see the end result of YouTube dads, especially if the dad...
There is though, right?
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
Are. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's about their children and stuff as well. Yeah.
Like at what point do your kids say, like, because it'll get to the point where, you know, having a camera is part of your life and it's normal. But, you know, what are other kids at school going to say, like... Is that a cool thing to be internet
famous? I don't think
famous?
These dads are popular. I think these dads have less than 1,000 followers, but they post regularly. Like it's their hobby. It is their hobby to make YouTube videos.
Oh.
It's not something they're doing necessarily to get famous. He's just like, I don't know, he's got a YouTube account where he like follows his dog around or catalogs weird things that
what you mean. So I think we're describing two different internet dads.
Yeah, yeah. I think we are.
Because there's the internet dad that films his kids and is quite famous for it. And then there's the internet dad that, it's like the model train set equivalent.
Mm.
It's just that he's filming like, I don't know, weird videos where he's like, let me teach you how to make a fucking... shelf or something.
Like a Binging with Babish, but not as popular.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing the upshot of those two kinds of dads.
Mm. Do you reckon we're going to get a lot of suing cases where kids are like, I'm now not okay with this. I hate that you did this.
Yeah, well, I just think like,
I don't know.
Imagine your dad's been filming you since you were a kid, you know, and he's just filming your childish exploits for YouTube gains. And now he's a rich YouTube man. And you're like, do I get a cut of that as the feature of your, you know what I mean? Like, are you now entitled to a bit of your dad's YouTube mondo big bucks?
I don't think so.
But then you're like, well, Dad, don't film me anymore. And your dad's like, well, got to make another kid, I guess.
Like, well, maybe, yeah.
Surely you reach a certain age where you're like, especially if you're a teenager.
Oh, well, yeah. You're explaining. I thought you're like Charlie Bit My Finger sort of scenario.
No.
You're talking about more like a, I forget the name of it, but there's like a kid on YouTube who does toy reviews.
Yeah. And clearly the kids, the kids probably gets a kick out of it. But imagine your dad's like, just you're at the barbecue and the dad comes up and he films you waiting for funny moments or whatever. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's different. Maybe he is paying you. I'm thinking like a Charlie Bit My Finger, like a one-off or a short series where it ends before the kid gets older.
Did you see they did an interview with the Charlie Bit My Finger kids recently?
Oh, man, how was it?
I think I know the one you're talking about where...
What? What's horrific
where
about
the
it?
Kids are like, we don't want... Obviously, they don't want it, but the dad is like... trying to push them into the limelight.
God. Uh-huh.
So, like, it's the two of them and their dad, right?
Yeah, it's the two of them and their dad.
So the dad's like, oh, yeah, here are my kids. Like, oh, yeah, they don't want to be there. And the interviewer was like, do you remember it hurting? Like, they're asking questions about the video. They're like, I was really young.
Yeah, I know this
and
one.
And then they're like, can you give us a recreation? And like he asks with a kid
and
to bite the other's
pushes it so hard. And the kids do not want to do it.
Oh my God.
And then it's just like this kid awkwardly like leaning over his dad to put his finger in his brother's mouth. And the brother's like, and it's like, ouch, Charlie.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh, you watch that and your heart goes out to those
That's
kids.
So bad.
That being said, I've heard this said by someone else before, and I agree with it completely. I'm not going to be there when those kids need to go through college. That dad will be.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, I guess.
So maybe he's trying to get as much money as he can off them now. Maybe they don't like it, but they might be thanking him fucking 10, 15 years from now when they're going to Yale or something.
How old are the kids now?
Like nearly 10.
Okay. Okay, for some reason in my head, they were like 18.
Yeah, I thought they were older than that.
Oh, maybe. I couldn't tell you, to be honest. They look, for me, it's 6 and below, 10 and below, 18 and below, 21 and above. That's how the ages break down for me.
19 and 20 are not ages you recognize.
Not really, no.
They just don't fall into your purview. That's fine.
Pretty much. No, actually, I can perfectly. 18 and 19, I can perfectly recognize them. But 21 above, 17 and below.
What about 20?
Nah. What?
Oh, fuck.
Is it not 19, 21? Hike.
I like that world where you don't know 20, but you know 30. I'm a fan of that.
You're like, oh, yeah, because it's like 11, 12, 13, and then it starts.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you've got 21, and then the next time you've got 30 and 40. It's just one of those things.
It's just we don't try to understand it. We just appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I often wonder what happened to all of those, you know, like the meme kids. What happened to fucking Scumbag Steve or...
Oh, he tried to rap.
Oh, that's no good.
I want good guy Brian to rap. Is it good guy Brian?
Bad luck, Brian.
Brad luck, yeah. Brad luck. He has the luck of a Bradley. I am imagining a man holding his baby son being like, he has the luck of a Bradley in him.
Just like always getting the touchdowns.
He'll be named after his grandfather and his father. Bradley. imagine a family with all male Bradleys.
And you have to call them Dadley.
My Dadley Bradley.
Dad's like, nah. You
said that counts as if it was like a logical furthering of the thing.
It is, because he wants to keep the luck of the Bradleys in the family, but you can't have Bradley and Bradley. Yeah, so you've got Bradley and Dadley.
But that is what I'm saying. But you're like, of course you should call him Dadley.
Well, because otherwise you're calling him Dad.
It's just natural.
But you have friends coming over and it's like, oh, hey, Bradley.
You're like, which one? Oh, no, Dadley Bradley. Oh, okay.
It just doesn't sound like such an easy logical leap for me, I guess.
The wife making friends like, oh, come over. This is my son, Bradley, and this is my husband, Dadley. Which it's just easy while we're in the house.
Okay, you can call him Bradley when we're out at the club, but at home, he's Dadley. Does it ever feel like for you, Adam?
Bradley in the sheets, Dadley in the streets. Doesn't usually go that way around, but all right.
Does it ever feel like to you, Adam, that we're all in a race and we're leaping these pits as we run? and we'll come across a pit that me and Cass leap effortlessly. And then you look up and the pit is like miles across and infinitely deep. And you're like, how'd you get there? How'd you get to the other side?
I feel like we all have moments like that.
Yeah, though. That's true. That is just shut up a second. You're like, you're there already. You made it to the other side.
But that is a very good encapsulation of the feeling. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like we're all running and then all of a sudden you guys are going upstairs. I can't see. I'm like, wait.
Wait, how
I'm still running. I'm trying my darndest, but I'm looking at your shoes.
I didn't know we could get upstairs.
We're like skiing. You thought it was cross-country skiing, but actually it's the biathlon, and Jack and I stop. We pull out shotguns. You're like, what?
From where?
What? And then we shoot some clay pigeons. We're like, Cass, come on, shoot the clay pigeons.
Yes, where's your gun?
And it's an actual pigeon made of clay.
Is it a golem or Cass, get the scroll? What?
You gotta take the scroll out of the back of its head. Cass, come on. Why? And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam Cannavale.
I've been Cass Gaspilotta.
Doxing! Doxing!
Cass Bilotta.
I mean, cash, money, bills, yo.
No, we talk about doxing, Adam. You're not allowed to do it.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsPlus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's SansPantsPlus.com.